For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope, alongside Sister Janine Gilbert, talking about her upcoming devotional address, A Work in Progress. Sister Gilbert, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. So, A Work in Progress, you talk about slowly being patient with ourselves as we become better and better. The Lord works on us. Tell me, basically, to start off, your motivations for this topic.
That's a great question. I'm not exactly sure what my motivation was. I think it's just something that we all struggle with. I think there's always a gap between our understanding and our ability to act on the knowledge that we have. And so I think sometimes we can be pretty difficult on ourselves. We expect ourselves to be whole and complete, when in reality we're all a work in progress. So I think it's just something that I'm trying to work on myself. So it was nice to reflect on that and to think about actually the fact that we are simply progressing, and that we can't really progress to where we need to be without the Savior, without the atonement.
In your talk, you say you talk about the idea that progress is messy, that it's not a perfect process, that there's steps forward and steps backwards. Can you expound upon that a little bit?
Yeah, I think sometimes we're afraid to step forward and try things because we're afraid we won't get it right the first time or even the second time. I think just in normal things that we try to do, we may be hesitant. I know working with writers, sometimes they're even hesitant to start on a draft because they're afraid they won't get the words exactly right or that they'll mess up. And so, I mean, it can lead to procrastination, but it's not really procrastination. I think it's more a fear of just simply not doing as well as they would like to do, when in reality you have to go through all of that mess to get to what you want your piece of writing, for example, to be. And I think most artists, most anyone who creates anything, does any kind of work, understands that there's a messy part of that process that happens that's natural, and that you really can't progress without going through that part of the process.
I love that analogy. I think it's great. As we talked before the interview as well, you mentioned a work in progress of the process of writing this devotional and what you're going to be talking about as well. Now that progress, how can you tell us a little bit about how you've seen that in your life, and maybe generally how you've seen that principle at work in your life?
Oh, I think you see it at work every day. I think in parenting, you know, we often make jokes that children don't come with, you know, user manuals, and we have all sorts of true principles, but the reality of day-to-day living is always challenging. It's a messy process. We interact with each other. We're all imperfect, but we're all trying hard, and so I just think every day is brand new. We've never lived this minute before, this moment. We've never faced these questions, and while we can draw on principles and try to apply them, our first application, our second, third, fourth, on and on, will probably be imperfect, but it's through going through that process that we learn how to get closer to where we need to be, if we're relying on the Savior.
Absolutely. Along with that, you talk about no effort being wasted in your talk. And that's absolutely essential, as you've already alluded to. Kind of the repentance process of continual improvement, little by little. Can you talk a little bit more about that? No effort is wasted.
Yeah, I think sometimes that we judge the work that we do based on some sort of, whether it's in our minds it's successful or not, whether we see success at the other end. So, for example, for a student, we might put in a lot of effort, a lot of work, but we feel like it might be wasted if perhaps the end grade still doesn't turn out the way we would like. And there are other examples of that just in life. But really, every effort brings us closer to who our Heavenly Father wants us to be. And He really isn't concerned with many of the signs of success that we're often concerned with, whether it be monetary success or success in our careers or good grades or whatever the case might be. We tend to think, oh, if we don't have these kind of benchmarks, then we haven't been successful. But He doesn't really, I don't think, measure us that way. I think He measures us by the effort we make in becoming who we can become. And sometimes failures and disappointments are more useful in getting us there than some of those successes are. And so I honestly believe that every effort we make in the right decision gets us closer to Him, closer to where we need to be.
I really like that. And to kind of to finish this up, the way that you close out your talk, you talk about trusting Him. And obviously that's essential in every stage of our life, having faith in Him. It's that faith that enables us to do things to improve, and it's gives us the motivation to improve as well. How does that trust work into this work in progress idea you're talking about?
I think the recognition that we really can't become who we need and want to become without Christ, and trusting that He can do what He has promised us He will do, that He can, we are His work, and that He can, through His atonement, actually help us to become who we need to become. I think sometimes that gap between our ideal and who we would really love to be and who we actually are sometimes can be kind of, it can lead to despair. We just feel like we can never bridge that gap. And so it's so important to be able to trust that Christ can do His work, and that through our efforts, whatever they might be, however imperfect they might be, that through His perfection, through His abundance, that He can actually help us to become who we need to become.
Thanks for talking with me today, Sister Gilbert.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.